You want me to get a little closer?
You get a little closer. There you go. Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh. Now we're cozy. All right. I promised I wouldn't do the what's up, guys.
What's up, guys? Right,
I'm sorry, headphone users. All right. We're 30 seconds into this thing, and I think we shouldn't do this.
This is a terrible idea, I'm so ready for it.
We're so unprepared. Okay. All right. We figured we should at least introduce ourselves because this is our first podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm Riley.
I'm Hayden.
There you go. We've introduced ourselves. That's the introductions.
Cool.
Yeah, we're good. All right. What should we talk about? I know you have a story.
I do have a story.
Let's just get into it.
So background information.
Yeah.
I am a welder, right? I work at a company.
Bro said right like someone was going to answer.
I know, right? So I work at a company. We build things. Amazing,
like
right?
You put things together and then you weld them?
If you don't know what welding is, I melt metal together. Anyway,
yeah,
I build stuff. We work on projects. And then that's basically that. The welding industry, you have what's called a certification, which is how you weld it and what you're welding.
Yeah.
And you basically say the certification is a process you go through that's that says you know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah.
So
you thought this was a funny podcast? We're going to talk about welding for an hour.
Okay. So here's my story, though.
I was going to say, we were supposed to start this sober. I am 3 whiskey and cokes in. Things went poorly. We spent an hour trying to set this shit up.
And then we realized we're stupid.
Yeah.
So anyway. So the start of the story is, and this is super recent. This happened yesterday.
Oh, I thought it happened today.
Well, a lot of it was today, but most of it, started yesterday. So yesterday, me and my boss are on the way to a meeting to talk about a new production truck that we're building.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, I need you to get all of the certifications you have and then all of the certifications from all the guys under you.
Yeah. Okay.
And I was like, okay.
I thought they didn't care about certifications.
They don't.
Oh, so that's weird.
So I was like, okay. And it was like, is there like a specific one you're looking for? And he's like, no, just bring them all.
That's interesting.
And so
I would not have had a certification.
And so I told my guys and they were like, okay, do you know why? And I was like, no, but I'll go ask. I go to ask my boss and he's like, this is what he said. He said, there's a special project coming up.
A special project.
And that's the only thing. And that's like, not me trying to be vague about my job.
Yeah.
But like, that is what he told me verbatim.
So he's not even telling you what's going on.
And I asked, and so I was like, do you know? And he's like,
see, he doesn't know either.
But okay, so
you guys are gonna build a really big fire truck.
So the weird thing is he's asking for the certifications, right? But he doesn't care what certifications I have, but it's a special project.
That doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, it doesn't.
Put that together.
And they can't. And they can't specify what this special project is or tell us like, hey, you need these certifications for this project.
When you work at a place that builds fire trucks, what is special?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
So I was talking to my buddy and he had two different thoughts. Mm-hmm. He had, did one of these trucks fail somewhere?
Yeah.
And our client is like, are you guys even certified welders?
Yeah.
And so they're going to be like, yeah. And then they're going to show, they'll be like, here's some of our welder certifications.
Gotcha.
Showing me and two other guys' over a year outdated certifications.
So you think that there's a mistake and he's got to show certs, but he's covering it up as a special project?
Yes.
Okay.
Or they're trying to, there are three, not two ideas, three.
Yeah.
They're trying to play off that they can charge more because they are certified welders and not just a
mo schmo welding shop.
And they just have that in their back pocket.
And they can just have that in their back pocket.
Yeah, okay.
The only thing I don't like about that is if you're going to say you have certified welders,
yeah,
you need to pay the certified welder money, which is a lot more than what I'm making right now.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a lot more.
And then the third thing is, I forgot. So,
fair enough.
But basically, that's my story. And I was kind of heated about it on my way home this morning. I don't know why anymore.
You were upset about
it. It was just upset because it was like, why are you asking for things when you can't even tell me what's going on? It just doesn't make sense.
This is like some CIA type shit.
Maybe.
The CIA is looking into your little welding company. Like,
that makes no sense at all. But yes.
Corona suit showed up. He's like, let me see the certifications.
Let me see the certifications.
We need to see the certifications.
Oh, okay.
This is for a special project.
Special project.
That's the story, man.
Yeah, that's the story.
Is there any more to it?
No, that's it.
You just don't know what
so
it is.
So my guys don't want to give their certifications.
Because they don't have them.
No, they have them.
Oh, okay.
The two guys that I went to school with, they have them. But they're like, why should we give you certifications if you're not going to tell us the project or what certifications we need?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make sense.
Did you tell them you were just the message?
Yeah, they know I'm the messenger.
Yeah.
They know my boss is probably the messenger.
Yeah.
It's coming from big
they
boy
just
CEO.
Don't care. They're like, give us.
Insert blank name here. I'm going to spill it. Chad.
Chad's the CEO?
Yeah, Chad is the CEO. Actually, there's two Chads in this company.
The company's fucked. Going under.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, shit.
No, the funniest part about this, though, is they're asking for these certifications. Out of all three of us, all of our certifications are expired. So at this point, it makes zero sense at all.
So even management has like no grounds to stand upon?
Management has no grounds to stand upon. They don't even understand what's going on. But they still want the certifications, the records of the certifications.
It's probably just to put in a filing cabinet somewhere and be like, if anybody ever asks, we do have certifications. I guarantee you.
They don't have certifications. I had certifications.
So basically, in this entire professional welding business, there's no certification.
Yeah.
That could be a little bit of a problem.
Yeah. Okay, so get into it a little more. On the framing side of building these trucks, there are no certifications under the American Welding Society.
Like required?
At all, under this process that we do. It's MIG.
Oh, so nobody certifies for it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, there's no, like, okay. So American Welding Society decides this material in this position, with this process, makes this certification.
Gotcha.
The entire process that we do is MIG welding. They don't have a certification for that because it changes so much between shop. Yeah. It's purely a visual test.
So there's so they just watch you and they're like, you're good?
Yeah, basically.
All right. So I'm just imagining some dude like high off his ass, like walking in. Watching a dude like make a spark with a welder, and he's like, you're good to go.
A little more in depth than that.
Yeah,
but
I'm sure
I get the point. My side, where I do TIG welding, there are certifications for what we would do, except none of it's structural. So that means there's no need to certify because none of it is supporting the load or, you know, it's not endangering lives or anything like that.
Wait, structural isn't endangering lives?
The TIG welding we do isn't structural.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
There's no need for the certification.
But what if the truck falls apart?
The parts that we build don't endanger people.
Because you're not building frames.
I'm not building the frame.
Okay.
I'm building the lids and the accessory parts.
I got you.
Basically.
Okay. So nothing you, like you said, nothing you put together is putting like lives in danger.
Exactly.
So there's no like real certification that's needed for that then.
And then if they decided to certify for what's there, it would have to be aerospace.
Gotcha.
Based on the material.
I've never asked this. Do you guys get like third party inspected, like the trucks?
No.
Or are you just like send them out?
We have like, you know, we have the fab process and we paint them and then we assemble them. And then we have
posted assemble of them.
I don't want to talk about it, okay? We have like a QA process and we have inspectors.
Yeah. Yep.
But and I think sometimes they ship out like some of the clients will come out and inspect the trucks, but we don't have like designated third party inspectors. Yeah. So
this could be a bit of a high thought, and I'm not high. But I've realized that all trades, you're just putting stuff together. Mm-hmm. Every single trade.
You're building things.
Electrical, plumbing, welding, the other ones, HVAC. Yeah. You're just putting shit together.
Yeah.
Like anybody can put shit together.
Well.
Welding's a little bit harder. I get that.
No.
Plumbing is
listen, I have guys in the assembly shop that I don't think they understand how nuts and bolts screw together.
Just torque that shit on.
Not
and
everybody
never comes
understands
off.
How things are put together.
I think you're supposed to cross thread things so they never come off.
Yeah, a cross thread's a tight thread.
Exactly.
That's the phrase I learned from the automotive industry.
Yeah, that's scary.
Especially from where I work.
No, that reminds me of a time where I was working on my BMW. This is before I met you and you started working on all my cars and I didn't do anything.
Yeah. I just need to put that down as a fact is I am his mechanic.
Yes. I don't do anything. Also, I need a new alternator. Can you please fix it?
I have two in the garage.
You do?
Yeah.
Are they the same alternators?
Yeah.
We should do that because I need one.
Actually, they're in storage, but that's down the street.
It's down the road.
So,
I was working on a BMW.
Yeah.
And this bolt was cross-threaded. I was trying to get it out.
Yeah.
And I was cross-threaded. And I'm like, what dumbass put this thing in here cross-threaded?
You did.
I realized that it was painted over, which means BMW put it in there cross-threaded and just said, screw it.
I mean, someone else could have put it in cross-threaded and just not.
It was original paint, though.
Just not fuck the paint.
No, but because you can tell when, like, you know, when they paint over the bolts?
Yeah.
Right,
I've put painted bolts back in and made it look OEM, like you couldn't tell.
But you can kind of, if you look close, you can tell that the bolt's been twisted because the paint seam or whatever the fuck.
I've matched the
seal. The
seams.
There's no way you match the seams on a bolt.
I matched the seams.
All right, dude. Well, we're not dealing with you. We're dealing with some dumbass kid who owned the car before me.
Yeah.
He didn't match seams, so BMW cross-threaded this shit in there and it just said, "We're good. Send it."
I mean. Yeah, now we are, so I have a group of guys that build doors, all of the doors for the trucks.
Okay.
We had a truck go through the entire process,
you change the doors?
Not the cab doors, the body doors. So, like, we have compartments in the bodies, and we build the doors for those compartments.
The beds?
It's not a normal truck bed.
I know it's not a normal truck bed. You got, like, compartments and shit.
Hold on, let me grab my phone. I can show you.
Okay, but the audience can't see the
photo.
That's
fine. They don't need to see the photo. Just think of a box, and then you open the door.
Boxes don't have doors.
Where is this picture?
What are you... Wait.
Okay.
Again,
okay.
This could be a total... I know what you're talking about.
The doors.
The door.
Yeah, we build those.
But what do you call those on a box? This is completely off cardboard box, right? That's not a door. It's not a door. It's not like a flap. What do you call
on
that?
What?
On a cardboard box, the things you fold in. Does anybody actually know what you call those?
What are you?
Nobody
on?
Knows what you call those. I promise, I'm not high. I've just had a few whiskey and cokes.
I have no idea what you're on right now.
What do you call those?
I don't know.
The things that fold in on a cardboard box—they're not doors. They're not flaps.
I think they're flaps.
They're not flaps.
I would call them flaps.
You would call them flaps.
Drop
in the comments if you would call them flaps.
I don't know. Maybe just the box.
It's
you're just folding the box.
folding the box. But like, if you had to name the specific piece, like let's say
it's a box flap,
three of them, because you got four sides to whatever.
Yeah, one
those
of
are,
those
right?
flaps are fucked.
You would say that flap needs folded.
Yeah,
I don't think I would call it a flap.
What would you say?
I would say that thing needs folded in. What would you-
I'd probably tell you to close the fucking box. Okay. So we had a truck go through the entire process, came out of building the frame
yes.
with all the compartments in it.
Yep.
Went up through paint.
Mm-hmm.
It got all the electrical prepped.
Yeah.
And they go to put the doors on.
Okay.
Well, the person that built the frame built the frame around the compartment
yeah.
out of square. So like everything's going to be square so everything fits.
Yeah, right. Square means like it's all lines up properly.
It's a perfect box.
Yeah. What if it's rectangular? Do you still say it's all square?
Yeah.
You can but still that have doesn't
a square
make sense.
A rectangle can be a square, but a square can't be a rectangle.
Dog, yeah, but if
dog,
it's a
I
rectangle,
build boxes
then it can't
for a
be
living.
Square.
Don't argue with me on this.
Okay. All right.
So continue. This frame is out of square. So yeah. when they put one door in and it works, mm-hmm. and then when they put the other door in, it doesn't work. It
doesn't work. Fuck the door, you know what I'm saying? Get rid of it.
Yeah, so we basically had to do that, and we're building an out-of-square door.
How does that work? Do you cutting it on an angle or something?
Yeah, so it's on... One end has to be a quarter of an inch larger than the other, so technically on the blueprints, yeah. it's half a degree.
Gotcha.
So if you think of a square, and then think of like a slight parallelogram.
Yeah.
That's how we're building the door.
Yeah.
In a slight parallelogram.
Gotcha. What the fuck is a parallelogram? Sorry. Other thought I just had. This might just be podcast brain. I'm going off on these crazy rabbit holes.
Okay.
What if you could get half a degree? You go to college for 2 years instead
That's
of four.
That's called a certificate.
Okay. Shut up. What if it was like a half a degree?
You said 2 years instead of four?
Yeah.
That's an associate's degree.
I know.
That's what I have.
Okay. But what if.
I have half
listen,
a degree.
Listen. Listen, Linda. What if they called it half a degree? Because that'd be funny as shit. Let's say you go to a workplace. They're like, all right, so like, what's your degree? And you're like, well, I have half a degree. They're like, wait.
I have a deg.
They're like, wait, so you didn't go. I have a deg. They're like, so you didn't go to college? And they're like, I went to college.
Two years.
I earned half a degree.
Yeah, it's like when you're talking to guys and they're like, yeah, I studied.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, oh, you don't have a degree in it? You just studied it?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Poser.
No, it's funny because I knew a kid that went to college for 3.5 years.
And
I was like, you couldn't do 6 more months? Like, are you serious? You couldn't tough it out 6 more months?
I mean, hey, man, those last 6 months. Oh.
Well, I was talking to my buddy Chandler.
Yeah.
That you met recently. Yeah. And he's got like, 3 months left to school, mm-hmm. and he was like, "I might drop out." And I was told we were in that like that car show, and I was like, "Bro, just finish! Like, you're gonna just get your degree. Why would you drop?"
It's out? The cool thing. It's the thing that cool kids do nowadays.
You just drop out.
Yeah, I think that's always been the thing.
I don't
that cool
think
kids did.
I think if I dropped out, my mom would have probably like slapped me.
College is a scam.
College is probably a scam.
It's 100% a scam.
I probably should have gone to college though.
No,
I might have. Probably should have.
No.
For what
it
I
would have
do.
Ruined you, and you would still be in debt.
Or I'd be like some Chad that's just like, dude, let's.
You're almost there.
I'm close.
A couple more whiskey cups.
I'll be in the podcast just every 5 minutes. You just hear me like, dude. No, I'm close.
Yeah.
I'm close.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I wish I would have done more business school.
Business is different.
Yeah.
I think anything that's focused, mm-hmm. like. You know, I went to school, but I went for a trade.
It's a trade school, though.
It's not a college, right? It is a college.
But it's not like really a college.
It is college.
But it's not like really a college.
I took speech classes.
To learn how to talk?
Yeah.
But you still can't do that.
I know. I didn't pass well.
We're going to call this podcast Two Dudes That Can't Talk Talking on a Microphone.
We didn't even say the name of the podcast.
Yeah, this is the Off the Path Podcast.
Off the path. You don't need to say it weird.
Why did I say it weird? I didn't say it weird. I was like being intense with it.
I know.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I feel like trade school and college is different though. Because one's for a trip.
It's focused.
It's in the name. Is it? Yeah, it's focused.
It's focused. Is what.
So
it
it's
is.
Focused college.
Well, no, it's just normal college.
But it's not it's, normal college because you're focusing on one thing.
It just has trade programs in the college.
Because you went to CWI, though.
Yeah.
You can go, well, I guess plumbing is through CWI.
Yep.
I went through half a year of plumbing college and I dropped out. Technically, I dropped out of college.
You also dropped out.
Technically, I dropped out. Wait, holy shit, I just realized that. Technically, I dropped out of college. I did half a year of it and I studied hard and then I was just like, I know all this shit. That's the problem. I did plumbing with my dad. People don't know, I was heavy into plumbing. Now I do detailing. And I did plumbing, like, I think I was, like, 10 or 11 when I jumped on my first job with my dad.
Yeah.
You know? Third-generation plumber. Not going to be a plumber, but I probably will end up being a plumber.
He's going to end up being a plumber.
Yeah. And you know, I just learned stuff so fast with my dad.
Yeah.
And so when I started doing plumbing school, I was like, I know all this shit. I got bored so fast. Yep. You know what I mean? And so 6 months in, I was like, I don't need this. And I just threw it away. And then when I came down here and I was like, I'm going to look for plumbing jobs. Turns out I need that.
Yeah.
So I was like, shit. I should have kept with the plumbing school.
That's why I didn't do automotive.
Yeah.
Because I worked on stuff. And I was like, wow, you loosen things and then you tighten things. Yeah. And you have basic problem solving skills. You can be a mechanic.
Yeah.
So I did welding, which I had no idea about. I didn't know how to run a bead.
Yeah.
I didn't know how it worked at all.
Yeah.
Cause so the entire time I was interested and I didn't ever leave because I was always learning something.
That makes sense. Yeah. I think if I went back to plumbing school, I'd really have to like push myself
100%
to like get through the shit that I know.
Yeah.
Because that was the hardest thing was I just got really bored.
Yeah.
But I don't know, bro.
I also realized we probably picked the worst room to record this in.
It's a big ass
it's
open
the
room.
Big room. That's
the biggest room.
Echo.
Echo.
It's super echoey in here.
Yeah.
Apologize for that.
But yeah. Can you hear the echo?
Barely.
Barely. All right. We'll cut that in the edit. You can't cut echo in an edit.
I do what I want.
I do whatever I want.
I'll do what I want.
So we spent 22 minutes talking about welding.
So dude, let's change the subject.
We should probably move on to something else.
Do you have anything? Did you bring anything to the table? Was I the only one to bring something to the table?
I think that
today?
You're the only one that brought anything to
Bro
the table.
Bro was on me about a topic.
I was on you
thinking
about a topic.
That he was going to bring topics.
My topic.
Turns out he just didn't want to think of a topic.
That is true. that is true.
I Bro's was like, let's do a podcast. I'm going to record. It's going to be sick. I don't know what to talk about.
I don't know what to talk about. Well, I thought that what would happen is you press record and then your brain is just like, here are all these amazing, interesting things to talk about.
Your brain is blank right now, isn't it?
My brain is fully...
Too much whiskey.
My brain is fully blank.
Yep.
No. I have something to talk about.
Okay.
Let's talk about... Sorry, I was gonna say that meme where it's like the economical political state of the world right now. Whatever.
Oh, let's talk about the socioeconomic state of the world.
Yeah.
And it came from what, Justin Bieber?
Not at all Justin Bieber. It was like the backpack kid or something. It wasn't him.
It wasn't the backpack kid.
Who
was the guy?
Who was the guy?
Was it
He's like famous.
Yeah.
Semi famous.
I feel like it was the new Justin Bieber. I don't remember his name.
A singer?
Yeah.
A singer?
But he was new. It was like a couple years ago. So
I know something we can talk about.
He's 21 and in jail, but.
Justin Bieber's in jail?
No.
Oh.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
He might be. Justin Bieber, though.
Okay.
Kind of a baller move. Bro drove a, I think it was a Gallardo.
Of course.
Without a license.
Okay.
And got arrested when he was like 16 or 17.
If I had that kind of money, I would also drive a Gallardo and get arrested.
Yeah. I think it's a good thing. This is something to talk about.
Okay.
I think it's a good thing that we didn't get a lot of money young.
Yeah.
Both of us would have been so irresponsible.
Speak for yourself.
I'm speaking for both of us. I know you well
speak
enough.
Speak for yourself.
I know you well
speak
enough.
Speak for yourself.
I know you well enough. A year ago, if you got millions of dollars dropped into your hands, you would have bought a lot of stupid shit.
I would have bought everything that I could have
with that much money.
Exactly. So you would have spent everything.
Yes.
So I'm right.
Speak for yourself.
I'm not speaking for myself. I think if I got millions of dollars now, at least half of it would go to dumb stuff. And then I would wise up and be like, all right, let's invest.
We're halfway there, ladies and gentlemen.
We're halfway there.
We don't need a copyright strike on our first podcast. Shit. Whoa!
Demonetization. It's okay. Are we going to post this to YouTube? I don't think we're going to post it to YouTube.
We're absolutely
There's no video,
posting.
Though.
We're not going to post it to YouTube.
Just random edits.
Spotify.
Edits. Random edits.
Apple Music. Spotify.
Find this anywhere you find your podcast.
Yeah, find this anywhere you find your podcast.
I don't know why
it won't be there.
I don't know why we're saying this, because they're already listening to it on a podcast platform. So they've already found it at this point.
They did find it. Yeah. Somehow.
Refine it on a different platform and start from this point on. 25 minutes, 58 seconds.
And go. Okay, now that we're back.
Now that we're on a new platform. what's the first thing? I've asked this to you before.
Okay.
I'm hoping for a more entertaining response since we're on a podcast.
Okay.
$1 million
yep.
in your hand.
Okay.
What are you buying first right now?
Probably.
Can't say Hot Pockets.
Probably. Now all I want to say is Hot Pockets. Pizza rolls.
That's the same shit, bro.
No, realistically, I would probably buy a new drivetrain for the BMW.
For the car. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And then probably a house.
Okay. What's the budget for the house? You have $1 million, so what?
I'm not going to go over...
Half a mil.
So with that house, say 400,000.
Yeah.
Plus another 100,000 for finishing the entire car very easily.
With 100,000 on the car?
I could very easily dump 100K into that BMW.
I mean, you could, but if you're doing like a swap or something, if you're going.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're doing a swap.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's getting an S65.
Nobody knows what that is.
I hope they do.
People know what that is.
People know what it is.
People listening to this know
loud
what that is.
Loud BMW V8.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. We're a bit of BMW guys over here.
If you couldn't tell.
They can't tell because we haven't mentioned it before.
We talked about BMWs a little bit.
We didn't. We didn't
you
at all.
You mentioned working on a BMW.
Okay, that's fair.
And I mentioned I had one previously.
Fair. Previously. You have one now.
Well, I meant like preview, like about probably 5 minutes ago. I mentioned it. So if they're paying attention,
yeah,
you can tell.
On the other platform they
on
heard
the,
about
yeah,
the
on
BMW.
On the other platform they heard about the BMW.
Okay.
So
that makes sense. But now they're on a new platform, now so we got to tell them.
Yeah.
Are we going to post the first 25 minutes to one platform and the rest to another?
Absolutely. Part one
and part two is on a different platform.
Yeah.
So now that you're on part two, make sure you go listen to part one.
In about 2 minutes, we're going to go to part three on the third platform.
They're only getting 5 minutes on one platform. Yeah.
If you're an Apple Music user, fuck you.
You have an Apple product.
Man. Yeah, but I'm not an Apple Music user. I use Spotify.
I'm an Apple Music user.
Yeah, fuck you.
I'm an Apple Music loser.
Oh,
not
yeah,
a
yeah,
user.
Yeah. Fuck you.
That's kind of mean to say.
I know.
All right. I mean, what else is there besides Spotify and Apple, though? Just iTunes, but that's also Apple. Podcasts.
I think people use Pandora still, which is dumb.
My dad uses Pandora.
Slightly less dumb. It's okay when you're a boomer, I guess.
Oh, you call him a boomer. That's me.
He is a boomer.
Technically, I think baby boomer, yeah.
Yeah. I think he's at the very end.
Yeah.
Because my dad's early Gen X.
Okay.
But
my dad was the cool boomer, though. What do you mean? He was and is cool.
He was cool boomer because he was late boomer. With the early Gen X,
you know,
who was the cool kids.
Coming out here, you pass through Cuna,
yeah.
If you go that way.
Yeah.
And you know that water tower.
Yeah.
He spray painted on that water tower.
Yeah, my dad did the same.
They're both cool then.
Yeah.
Okay. So why are you saying,
Because it's a competition.
Oh. My dad's cooler though, because he did more cool shit.
If we want to play that game, we can, but my dad lived in Southern California in the 80s. So
my dad lived in Southern California in the 80s.
Oh, shit.
What if our dads knew each other?
What if their dads are related?
They're not related, though. Because no. You have a weird-ass name like Lestufka, and mine's Maxwell. It's a proper royalty name. Yours is German. I don't know what yours is.
Guess in the comments what my what my last name comes
it's
from.
It's properly pronounced Lestufka. Lestufka.
Lestufka.
I think, I don't know. I feel like both our dads would have the greatest stories.
Yeah.
We're planning on having my dad on the podcast, but should we do a double dad podcast?
Absolutely not.
Why? Why
not double dad? I have dad? This overwhelming fear that if we put our dads together, it'll either go amazing or horrible. And I'm too afraid of it to go horrible.
I think one of two things would happen.
Yeah.
Our dads would end up starting their own and be more popular than us.
Yep.
Or
I could see that.
They're just like the dad of the Off the Path podcast with more views.
Yeah.
Or
they actually blow up and we're stuck in the mud getting 100 views.
Yeah. Or the only podcast of ours that blows up is the dads. And then we just flop after that.
Mm, interesting. Interesting. Both good possibilities.
What's your worst fear? You said you fear it. What is...
Oh,
They wouldn't beef, though. They would get along.
I don't know. My dad has got some interesting views.
Okay.
And he's not... I don't know. Me and him don't see eye to eye on a lot of things.
Yeah.
But we still get along.
Yeah. Just
how it is.
Yeah.
And so I just don't... Like, I think I get along with your dad because we see eye to eye on a lot of stuff.
Gotcha.
And so I don't... I don't think they would get along, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, but your dad is like, do you think he's respectful in conversation? Do you think he holds a respectful conversation?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because my dad definitely, you know, when he gets into topics, like he's respectful.
Definitely.
Yeah. So I think they could have respectful conversation. I don't think they would get.
I just don't think it would be like a, you know, me and you are best friends and we introduce our dads hoping that they become best friends. And I don't think that'll ever happen.
It probably wouldn't. Yeah.
So.
That's fair. No, my dad is like a great role model.
Yeah.
Great, great role model. But like there's the issue of religion.
Okay. You know? Yeah.
I think that
would
be. I
don't know why you said religion.
I don't know. Because it's like, it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. Yeah.
You know, that my dad, as like us, you know, Christian.
Yeah.
Your dad not.
Yeah.
So that would definitely be, if they got into that, that would be something.
I think politics is another thing they would disagree on.
Really? You think so? Yeah.
My dad does not lean as much in the same direction that your dad does.
Gotcha. Yeah. Without saying the direction.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about religion, so I feel like you could put two and together.
Yeah.
But.
My dad is a hardcore leftist Christian. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Crazy.
I'm kidding.
I dated one of those.
Wait, what? Which one?
Which one? I don't want to talk about it on the first episode.
That's fair.
We'll get save into that. It
episode 5.
Yeah, episode 5. Yeah. We'll get into that.
Okay. So. Not to drag anybody publicly on the podcast.
Yeah. And no, there's no disrespect towards them.
Yeah.
Just.
It is an odd combination.
It's a super weird combination. I didn't realize it until like a couple weeks ago.
Couple weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking about it because I'm going through my journey with God and I was like, this person was and also had two moms.
Okay, so now I know who it is. All right. Yeah.
So it was just like very, very one-sided views on things.
Yeah.
And so it was very interesting.
No, it's an odd combination because like You know, not even to like bring like hardcore religion into it, but each religion has values, right?
Yeah.
So if you take like Christian values, you'll end up with like the left, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to bash on anybody, but the values are different.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Right? And they're not going to say that the right side has better values than Christians as well.
Yeah.
I think both of them are equally different, but Christians tend to sit more on the right side than they do the left. And that's what makes it weird.
Mm-hmm.
So.
No, I think that definitely, I don't know, both are wrong.
Dude, I like to sit right in the middle.
Right in the middle? Right smack dab?
Smack dab in the middle.
Yeah. What do they call, isn't that called a libertarian?
No, it's called a moderate.
Moderate?
Okay. Libertarian is more socially liberal. But economically conservative.
Okay.
So I don't care what I do. I'll go smoke weed. I'll go have
whatever I want to do.
Yeah.
As long as you don't bother me
yeah.
and the government doesn't bother me.
Gotcha.
I don't care.
Okay.
So
I'm kind of on that vibe.
Oh, I'm definitely on that vibe. I will put that out
there. As long as you're not gay. You can't be gay.
I don't mind. And that's what I'm probably more libertarian is like,
yeah.
you do you. Just okay. do it over there.
Do it over there.
And don't shove it down my throat.
So you just like, don't bring the gay near me.
Like, don't. I will invite the gay towards me yeah. if I want the gay.
Yeah.
But I don't want the gay. not I feel like that.
That's more like what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be non-judgmental.
Yeah. It's definitely yeah. a Christian thing.
Yeah.
It's not I don't care how you live your life.
Yeah.
I just don't need you pushing those yeah. views on me.
Yeah.
If that's what you would be trying to
do. The world would probably be a much more peaceful place if people didn't try to like push their views on other people.
Yeah.
If everybody just kind of had their views.
And I'm always yeah. open to a conversation
yeah.
with other people and on their views as long as everyone's respectful.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
if you're gay, you can come on the
podcast. If you're gay, you can come on the podcast. We'll get you on episode 6. Don't worry.
On episode 6.
Don't worry. Episode 6, the gayest podcast. I walked in here. I said, wow, this podcast is gay.
This is very gay.
Crap. We missed the intro for part 3.
Well,
anyway,
welcome to part 3. No, I don't know. What should we talk about? We should probably get off this topic.
It
could get a little too sketchy.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of being sketchy, but I'm just talking about stuff.
Yeah. All right. I'll try to think of a topic because I brought nothing to the table.
Okay.
Absolutely. Zero.
We're cutting that little section, by the way.
We're not cutting it. We're going to leave it in.
Okay, so everybody, we're posting raw footage.
I mean,
every podcast.
We're raw people.
That's fair.
We don't say things that aren't raw. This is now the raw podcast.
I'm trying to combine off the path and raw somehow.
Off the raw.
Off the raw.
Oop de raw.
Oop de raw.
Shout out to my Irish people.
Yeah.
I don't know. That might be my like background. I don't know. I've never done a DNA test. So
I think you're British.
You think I'm British?
Yeah.
Is it just because of Maxwell?
And the orange.
The orange isn't British, though. That'd be Irish, right?
Well, there's some orange British people.
Because they came from Ireland.
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. I know I have Indian in me. Because dad's a good bit of Indian. I know. It doesn't show, bro.
Indian or Native American?
No. Native American. Did I just do a racism?
We're canceled. We got it out of the way. Episode 1, ladies and gentlemen. We're already canceled. Out of the way.
I apologize to the Indian and Native American community.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I know I have a bit of Native American in me because my dad has a lot of it.
Okay.
Good, decent amount.
Yeah.
And grandma had a lot of it, you know. So I know
that makes sense.
Yeah,
you know, it slowly goes away.
It's gone away a lot with me.
Yeah, I think you're white as a ghost.
I probably wouldn't even tell my kids that there's like a 30 tooth in there.
A 30 tooth.
I think I'm 1/16.
Okay.
Because my dad's a 1/4, which makes my grandma half.
You would be an 1/8, because half of a 1/4
is an 1/8. Okay.
So your kids would be a 1/16.
Okay, so I'm an 1/8.
Yeah.
Dude, where did that 1/8 go? I'm white as a candle.
You know where it went.
Yeah. I don't know what that means for sure.
Someone will know what that means. I don't even know what that means.
You don't even know. Do you know your descent at all?
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
I am Czechoslovakian.
What?
I'm from what is now recently... Czechia. It was the Czech Republic.
Now it's Czechia.
Now it's Czechia.
I didn't even know that.
But it's like
Slovakian era area.
Okay.
So around, it's about a little south of Poland, kind of next to Germany, kind of like smack dab in the middle. First country Hitler invaded in World War II.
I was
going to
say, are you guys in the right history, the right side of history, or the wrong side?
We're in the got fucked over side of history.
That's an interesting thing to talk about.
Sure.
World War One.
Whoa, we're starting with one.
Yeah,
okay.
No, because one. Because so I learned some interesting history lately.
Yeah.
All right. So
he's a historian. You know what that means. He's got early onset Republican.
I'm a bit of a history buff, which is early onset Republican.
All right. Stop quoting Shane Gillis.
That was a Shane Gillis quote. Shane Gillis, please come on our podcast. But no, I learned from Shane Gillis that World War One, like, everybody kind of got fucked over. Nobody, like, gained anything.
Yeah.
Like, the lines didn't move. The trenches didn't move.
No.
Nobody won anything. And so when United Nations got together at the end of everything, when they kind of formed that, they were like, well, somebody has to be the fall guy.
And they pointed at Germany.
They all chose Germany. Germany wasn't even originally in the war.
Yeah.
They backed somebody else. I think it was, I don't know if it was Poland. I forget who it was. But they backed somebody else.
Yeah.
Because they backed them, they got pointed at by everybody.
Yep.
And they got stuck with all of the debt from the war.
Yep.
Every single piece of debt was just put on them.
Yep.
And that's actually why Hitler was so pissed.
Yeah.
Because he was like, we didn't deserve this.
Yep.
Now we're going to
kill. He served in World War One.
Yeah, he served. And he was like, we didn't deserve this. The solution is we kill all the Jews. Which is not...
Not funny.
I don't know how he made that connection.
Oh, it's not funny at all. It's actually a very big tragedy.
I'm not laughing.
I understand that it was almost 100 years ago at this point.
Listen, I'm not laughing.
We're 20 years away from it being over or at 100 years.
Which means it's time for another one.
There's no way he just said that.
It's time for another World War III?
It would be World War III.
Yeah.
Is the next
technically.
One.
Yeah. Speaking of useless wars, World War II.
Yeah.
Could have been solved pretty easily, but Hitler was pissed.
You know, just don't kill the Jews, I guess.
Don't kill the Jews. What if
been through it, man.
What if the Jews kill other people?
I think they have that right at this point.
At this point?
At this point, Jews, y'all need to fuck some shit up.
Free Palestine. I don't know anything about that war.
I have zero idea about that war.
I'm fully uneducated.
And I understand it's a hot topic.
It is.
And I honestly don't care.
I just know that Conor McGregor said free Palestine. And so I'm running with it.
I don't know if you should follow what Conor McGregor
probably
says.
Not. Probably not.
I don't.
He was on a lot of crack when he probably said that.
Probably.
No, yeah. I'm fully uneducated on everything, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. The last war I've kind of looked at was the Russian-Ukraine war, which I believe is still going on.
I think it is.
All I remember, the big thing I saw was the Ukrainian fighter pilot that was fucking people.
What did they call him? The ghost, yeah.
Yeah.
He had 12 confirmed, because he's a fighter jet pilot.
Yeah.
And he had 12 confirmed kills against other fighter jets, and nobody knew who he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was sick.
It was sick.
That was sick. Yeah. No, I was watching a video on jets today.
Yeah.
Because they were talking about the F-15, the F-22, and the F-35.
Yeah.
Apparently the F-22 is like the shit.
Yeah.
Like nobody can touch
it. This is Generation 5, baby.
Yeah. And people were like, or not people, the fighter pilots that flew, they did a test where they put 5 F-15s in a test battle, dogfight, versus one F-22.
And they screwed the pooch.
Nobody ever saw the F-22, but they all died.
Yeah.
Like, nobody even saw the thing. It just came up on them. Done.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, that's sick. That was really cool.
Technology, man.
Yeah. So, is that a fifth generation fighter then?
I have no idea. Oh, I just pulled that out because of Top Gun.
Pulling that out of Top Gun?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
But in that video, we didn't have, or in that video, in that movie, we didn't have fifth generation fighters. We were talking about the Chinese having fifth generation fighters.
And they were flying F-22s.
They weren't flying F-22s. They were something else.
F-16s.
No. Wait. They're flying F-22s.
Yeah,
they were
flying
F-22s.
So
the Americans.
Fourth generation.
Fourth generation then. Yeah.
Yeah. we're up against fifth generation fighters.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means probably nothing.
And then they screwed him up in an F-14.
China.
Buzzwords.
Yeah, no. I mean, that movie was pretty crazy.
It was a good movie.
It was a good movie. Yeah. I don't remember where I started from to where we got now. I think I was talking about World War One.
Yes.
Which led to World War Two.
Yes.
What about the Vietnam War?
I have no idea.
I think we went over there for drugs. Pretty sure.
I think, actually, wasn't the Vietnam War a proxy war with North Korea?
I'm very uneducated on
Russia.
This.
I think it was a proxy war, like the Cold War was.
Yeah, something like that. I think it was a South Korea-North Korea thing that then Vietnam got ripped into.
Yes.
And then we went over there for drugs.
That sounds right.
I'm pretty sure we went over there for drugs.
We go places for a lot of things.
Mainly oil and drugs.
Oil. That's what I was getting at. Was
yeah.
Oil.
Yeah. A lot of oil.
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 Yeah. No, I think that the entire...
Because after the Cold
entire War, Afghanistan thing was just about oil.
And now look at gas prices. Put them back in.
Send the boys back.
We need lower gas prices.
We are the boys now. We're in the age. Don't send the boys back.
Don't send the boys back. I want to melt hot... Wait, I can do that.
Melt what? Hot metal?
Yeah.
You can do that over there.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Send the boys back.
Send the boys back.
Send the boys back.
Put me in a jet.
Put me in a jet.
I'm going to crash it into a mountain.
I'm going to weld it.
What are you going to weld the jet to?
Another jet.
To double jet?
Yeah. Except it's going to be an enemy jet. So then he can't fly.
An F-44 perhaps?
Whoa.
22 plus 22.
Quick maths.
I did that quick in my brain.
Quick maths.
Yeah. It actually took me about a full minute to come up with that, but I said it.
I know.
Yeah.
It's okay. We know you're slow.
I'm not slow. Pretty slow.
Pretty slow.
Probably should get off war. I don't know. War is a good topic.
I don't know. I don't know enough about war. I don't have early onset Republican yet.
You're getting there.
I'm getting there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm getting deep into it. I've been listening to a lot of history podcasts.
Okay.
A lot about the presidents.
Interesting.
Good president. What's your favorite president?
Dude.
Can't say Trump.
I wasn't gonna.
Don't be politically correct. Don't try to save yourself.
No, I'm just saying, not that I dislike Trump.
Oh, you can't dislike anybody.
Not that. I just don't know enough. I don't do research on things.
Yeah.
Because I honestly don't care.
That's fair.
Which is going to be a big theme.
You haven't voted yet, have you?
I have.
Were you able to vote last time?
Yeah.
2016?
Yeah.
No, 2020.
2020.
Yeah. You were 18, 2020?
Yeah.
I must have been just right behind then, 17 or something.
Yeah.
Because I was not able to vote. This will be my first time able to vote.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you voting?
Yeah.
Well, who are you voting for?
I have no idea. We don't even know the candidates yet.
Yeah, we do.
We do. Yeah. that's how out of touch I am.
We got Biden, Trump, and RFK. Okay. I'm pretty sure that's a three.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that.
Okay.
I don't know if they're letting Trump run, actually, because he was almost going to jail.
I'm
going to
quote him on that.
You're going to quote me?
Yeah.
Who out of those three, don't say, you can mouth it to me. I'm very curious who you're going for.
Who I'm going for?
Are you educated on any of them besides Biden?
No. I'm not even educated on Biden.
I'm just talking about from what we've seen.
My mental focus is sharp. I even said the quote wrong. It's focus.
I think that they should just have...
Oh, it's focus.
What?
It's a Biden quote.
Oh, okay. I think that... I know the Biden quote where he's like, he would let the kids touch the hair on his legs.
What?
You haven't seen that?
That's a quote?
That's a quote. Vine goes, he was like, the kids would touch the hair in the pool. My hair would run. They'd run down my legs.
All I can think of Biden is the Andrew Schultz impression of Biden, which is the best impression ever. We're going to play this.
I got hairy legs that turn.
What?
Real Biden quote.
Real Biden quote.
You can watch
him
say
it. How did we put a dementia patient in the White House?
Regardless of where you stand on politics, that guy's not well. He's not well.
You have to have zero common sense to think that man is
mentally
there at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm voting for Trump.
Oh, shit. I think, here's what I think they should do.
Yeah.
And I did take this strictly from Shane Gillis, but yeah, I fully agree with the idea, so I'm going to repeat it and count it as my own idea.
Oh, okay.
They should just have RFK and Biden debate.
Okay.
Okay. And right at the end, think everything's over.
And then bring in Trump.
Fucking
final boss.
Glass shatters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hard rock music.
Yeah. AC/DC.
They're both gay. Yeah.
Perfect.
100%.
I love it.
Yeah. And then I think that that's when you choose who you vote for.
And then
disregard everything they said in the debate.
If Trump wins again after his 4 years, he just becomes the final boss. That
I've dropped the mouse on the ground.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
He becomes the final boss that everyone has to debate against.
Definitely.
Because, I mean, he puts on a show every time and it makes it worth it. That's what it's for, watch.
Isn't it? Is
oh,
it,
yeah.
It's a show.
It's a show.
Yeah. I think even, it's there's, like, again, there's, let him debate.
There's
just let him debate.
Just let him debate.
Let him debate. There's, even if he's not eligible for the presidency because of all this, all this court stuff.
Yeah.
Let him debate.
Let him debate.
Because seriously, we should see how they handle pressure. The candidate's got to handle
pressure.
You have
the most pressure in the country because you're guiding the country.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
But more than that is Trump's pressure. And so if they can handle that, then they can handle the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I was going to say something.
Can't get in Biden's head.
Yeah, that's why Biden works against him. He can't get in his head. He's got nothing in there.
Yeah. All right, let's stop stealing Shane Gillis' content.
Dude, I don't give a fuck.
All right, so at 51 minutes, 44 seconds, we reached the point where Hayden does not care anymore.
I didn't care when we started.
That's fair.
No, what was I going to say?
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I don't know.
You're going to say, I don't know?
No, I don't remember.
Oh, okay. Moving on.
Moving on. New
topic?
Last topic. How has it been almost an hour already?
It's gone by quick.
It's just so fast.
I think that's a good podcast, though, when it goes by quick.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
But we're also like, we find each other entertaining.
That's true.
The real question is, do others find us entertaining?
The thing is that every single person has listened to the first 5 minutes of this and turn it off. 100%. Nobody's listening anymore.
I don't think so. If you're still here,
if you tell them to drop a comment, I swear.
Why are you still here? It makes zero sense to me.
They must find us entertaining.
I guess so. What do you think the strategy is?
For a podcast?
Not for a podcast, but for like social media in general and just like being marketable.
Ooh, that's a question. I feel like there's a lot of different angles you can take that. Like, obviously, for a long time, I thought that like marketing was my thing. Mm-hmm. And now I don't I could blow up right now. I don't really understand.
You said that for the last 3 years, but it was still not blown up.
I haven't posted anything in the last 3 years.
That's fair.
I don't think I would know the landscape anymore because it's literally just like oversaturation.
Yeah.
Like if we want the first episode of this podcast to blow up, which I don't think I do. I want a bit of a catalog.
Yeah.
Loyal people that listen.
Yeah.
AKA my mom and my dad.
Yep.
Thank you, mom and dad, for listening this far.
Yep. I apologize for all of the curse words I have said so far.
I also apologize for the curse words. But I did call you cool, so that's pretty awesome.
That is pretty cool.
I think that like you obviously want a catalog so people have something to look at.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of weird because like if you have a clip that blows up and then people automatically go looking for other funny clips and you don't have any, then they're like, oh, forget it. They go off your page.
It's kind of like a one-hit wonder kind of thing.
Exactly. So you have to have like a catalog where people can look back. And even if it doesn't have as many views, if they still find it as funny as the clip that they saw,
yeah,
then they're going to be like, all right, I'm going to hit that follow.
Yeah.
So it's a really weird terrain now. Like in the past, you had to have one post that blew up and you get the followers and then you just keep making posts.
Yeah.
Now it's like, it's so much easier to be a one, quote unquote, one hit wonder now on social media.
I think so too. And I also think that, he just reached for the booth.
I got it.
No, I think that at least what I do, I don't know if this is what everyone does, but I find someone And I know you did this. You find someone you find funny or something blew up. And
you follow obsess them. Over them for the next 6 months.
Well, not just that, but like you realize that they're funny, but they're also insightful.
Yeah.
And so it's like, this guy makes me laugh.
Yeah.
He also knows what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it's you came for one thing and you got more things.
Yeah.
Which no, is I find sense. Cool.
That's definitely, but then you're also looking at a certain, almost just saying that, you're separating a demographic of people.
Oh, 100%.
Because there's people that they want to see that 10-second TikTok that makes them laugh and scroll and never remember that. I have 10,000 saved TikToks and I can't even tell you.
Bro needs to get off TikTok.
I do. I can't even tell you what five of them are.
Yeah.
Because I've stopped. I'm like, oh, that's funny. I'm going to save it for later. And I've never looked at it again.
Yeah.
And so if you want people to come back for your content, it has to be something that people like want to see more of.
Definitely.
It's like, I'm not even going to say shout out because we have two people listening, but it's like the Full Squad Gaming, TikTok.
I have no idea what that is.
It's the people that created the game that we played earlier. The imposter game.
Okay.
The sus game.
The sus game.
Like, they created a game where it's literally like a 15-second clip of a game. And you're like, wait, no, I want to see more of the game.
Then you realize that's the entire game. Yeah,
and then you have to wait for the next clip of them playing the game.
Gotcha.
And so it's a weird thing with content where you have to, like, make them want more every single time.
Yeah.
It's just different. It's different than it was 3 years ago. 3 years ago, I dominated social media by literally just posting like captions over videos that were like kind of aggravating to one group of people.
Yep.
Now on TikTok, you either have to piss everybody off or make everybody happy.
Yep.
There's no one group because if you have one group, you're not viral.
No.
Yeah.
And I think think about that group is they've taken the idea of short form content and built something around it.
Yeah.
A lot of things that have blown up recently or in the last couple of years has been cut up versions of long form content, which we've been doing for the last 15 years.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to see that people are adapting and making things for the short term content style.
Yeah.
But also is like, is that all we're going to get?
Right.
Like, I
wonder.
I get distracted by it, but I don't
like
it. It's not my favorite type. I'd rather sit down and watch something.
Yeah.
But
I wonder where we go from here. Because, like, I used to have the attention span of long form content.
Yeah.
Where, like, if it's an hour long car review, I'm sitting down, I'm watching the whole car review.
Yep.
I'm not checking my phone. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
And I think mainly TikTok is to blame,
yeah.
but I've definitely gotten my attention span shorted to, if I'm watching an hour-long car review, I'm checking my phone like every 5 minutes. At somewhere in there, I'm getting on TikTok. Definitely. I'm having to rewind the video because I missed something.
Yep.
Like, there's stuff going on. It's like you constantly have to fill your brain with stuff. And I think that's also kind of dumbing the brain down a little bit.
100%.
To where your attention span is like...
It's overstimulation.
It's overstimulation. People can't last if there's not overstimulation.
Now. Yeah.
It's the new norm.
Yeah.
So when there's no stimulation, you know, people get like almost depressed.
Yeah.
Which is like now...
It's a balance. Your brain oversizes on the dopamine because of how much stimulation you have that when you don't have any... You feel like you have depression or you're sad because you're not always happy.
Yeah. And because like with how content is now, like I just try to sit in the quiet and not even like maybe a minute into just trying to sitting in quiet. My brain's telling me like, all right, open TikTok, open Instagram, open this, open YouTube.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's crazy how it's like almost programmed in. And you think about, I've only had TikTok for like 2 years. Mm-hmm. You know, kids that literally like their whole life, they've just grown up with it now.
Yeah. That's
like 5, 6, 7 year olds. Like my nieces and nephews, they're like chronically online and they're half the age that I got my first phone. Okay. So it's like, different.
I had a thought.
Yeah.
What year did you have your Miata?
Oh my gosh. I think my Miata was 2020, 2021. 2020 and 2021 was like peak Miata time.
Okay.
So that was 3 years ago. Yeah.
That's because you have Miata videos on your TikTok.
Yeah. So I've had it for 3 years, not two. Yeah.
I think most, like a lot of people got it during COVID.
Yeah.
I know I had it Musically when it was Musically.
I didn't have it.
I had that back in middle school.
Yeah.
And then it kind of died and I didn't do anything with it.
Yeah.
And then 2020, I was like, fine, I'll download TikTok.
Yeah.
Like knowing what it was and just like, I don't want to deal with this.
I think I got
was in TikTok forever. And then a couple months ago I deleted it.
Yeah. I think that my first phone was 14, I want to say. Mm-hmm. My parents can probably confirm, but I think it was 14 and it was like an iPhone 4. Mm-hmm. And like, I didn't have any social media because I wasn't allowed it, which I'm thankful for. I remember when I first got Instagram is when I started doing like Forza stuff because I was always into video games.
Yep.
And I did like get other gaming stuff. And I got, even at that age, I got too deep into it and I cared too much about comments and things like that.
Yeah.
Because your brain isn't, you haven't earned enough wisdom yet to be like, the negative comments don't matter.
Yeah.
Right? If it's a positive comment, like that matters. It's someone that's building you up and then you can take that and you can improve on stuff because you're using that positive feedback to keep bettering and bettering what you're passionate about.
Yeah.
But if you're not passionate about, then you shouldn't be following trends. I definitely see a lot of people, and it was a thing 3 years ago and it's gotten massive since then. It's just the following trends thing.
Yep.
Right? 3 years ago, I was following car trends because I got into content and I wanted to keep making content.
Yep.
And as soon as I got, I was close to the monetization thing and I just decided that like I lost all passion by just chasing the view.
Yep.
Right? Because then you're not happy about it anymore.
No.
The weird thing that I noticed with content is I would spend hours on something that I was really passionate about and it would be long form. It would be like, and for example, back then, even then long form was like over 2 minutes long form. And
for video editing for a film style production for a car or something like that, or a show.
Yeah.
That's long form.
Yeah. And you're spending like 2 hours on a 2 minute video.
Yeah.
And I would spend that much time. I would be like, this is so awesome. This is exactly what I want to put out. And then
10 views.
Yeah. It would get no views. It would get maybe 100, 200, 300 views out of 10,000 followers.
Yeah.
And then I would post a TikTok, not even a TikTok. It would be a reel. I was into the reels. I'd post a reel that took me maybe a minute to take the clips, throw it together, put a basic trending song over it, and post it, and it would get 15, 20,000 views.
Yep.
It's like, why is the content that I'm putting no effort in getting more content than I'm putting effort in?
Yeah.
So then you start chasing the stuff that has no effort, and you lose the passion in the midst of it.
Yep.
And I'm wondering how many of these big creators actually even have passion for what they're doing. Or if they're just taking the opportunity that they're making money off content to keep putting out stuff that's popping, that's trending, that's popular. You know, I don't even want to make content that I'm not passionate about.
Exactly.
If the podcast has 100 listens every week or month, right? But I'm passionate about what we're talking about and we're having fun, then it's like, it's still fun. Like, I can't wait to get to Friday and record another podcast with you because we're having fun.
Yeah.
But if we're just chasing popular, like, oh, let's talk about this popular thing, and we're getting thousands of views, we've lost the passion to where I don't really want to show up on Friday and just talk about random stuff that I don't care about.
Exactly.
Because
I don't care.
What's fun about that? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've lost that. So it's definitely interesting. Like I said earlier, I really do wonder where we go from this because we're already so short form. We have TikTok videos that are popular that are less than 10 seconds long.
Yeah.
How do we get, where do we go from there? Is it a 1 second video of a dude saying hi and then it's end and it's a million views?
I mean, I'd watch that.
Over and over again?
Yeah.
Fair enough. But like, where do we go?
And then it cheats the code because it's 1 second long. So they sit on their phone for 10 seconds. True. Boom, 10 views.
That is true. Yeah. But it's like,
dude, we just broke
the system.
We did.
We can make viral videos now.
Yeah. Every clip, we post 10 clips and it's 10 words. So you have to watch all 10 clips to get the 10 words.
That's an interesting idea.
Actually. Interesting, yeah. Nobody would go through all of that.
No, but...
Maybe one person.
You say an interesting word in those 10 words and someone will want to click.
Fair. Yeah, that's fair. So, I don't know. I think that... Because everybody thought VR was the next big thing. And that flopped.
Oh, yeah.
Like, massively. Like, what was it called? What was Facebook's big thing? Meta?
Yeah, the Meta. They... Well, it's...
Metaverse.
The Metaverse. Metaverse. That's what it was.
Nobody's on that.
No.
There's like less than 200 users on that at any given time. So it's like, if that flopped, and that's like instant gratification, you can see stuff with your eyes without looking at a screen.
Yep.
You're looking at a screen, but you're not looking at a screen. Like,
well, you know why it flopped. It's Facebook.
That's true. Like, but other people have tried it, like Quest. Like, they've tried different things like that. That's
who they did it with.
Yeah, I know. But like, it's not the same. There's different apps.
You look at the Apple Vision Pros, and those got super popular. Because it's Apple.
For a moment, though.
Yeah, it was
nobody's
viral.
Talking about it anymore.
No, but it was viral.
Like, how many people do you think are still using their Vision Pro right now?
It's rich Apple users that do Apple things for cloud.
I think it's like 10% of people who bought it.
Oh, yeah.
Most creators I saw made one video on it, and that was it.
Yeah.
They didn't even make a second video.
But they made a video on it.
Yeah.
Versus the face... Metaverse, no one made stuff on it. No one thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Because it's Facebook.
Yeah. No, that's fair. I don't know. It just makes me curious about where it goes from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It's definitely an interesting thing to think about. Drop in the comments what you think.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I think that was a good session.
I think that was good.
We're at almost an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It feels like we talked for about... I don't know.
Half an hour?
30 seconds.
30 seconds. I feel like we just started the podcast.
Honestly.
Yeah.
But come back for episode
come
two.
Come back for episode two.
We're
it's going to be
exposing, exposing things.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. We're going to have two guests. Yep. It's going to be a blast.
It's going to be a good time. This podcast is more of us just flowing, figuring out the setup, figuring out how we're going to do it.
Yeah.
We definitely need another mic for the next one.
100%. Because we're not having four people huddle around this microphone.
We'll just get all of us cuddled around a microphone.
That might be a vibe, actually.
Cuddling with dudes?
maybe I am okay with the gays.
Wait, hold on. Pause.
Wait, maybe we should just stop there.
I think...
Cut.
Goodbye.